She's about 130 miles north of here. And she's a Deep East Texan, her family having also been there for four generations.
What was her maiden name? I just interviewed a woman. It's related to you then.
Who is that? She's a first cousin, actually, of my mother's, although she's my age. My Uncle Guy was married twice, and this was the group from his second wife, so that his oldest child is closer to the age of my mother. And his youngest child, well, she's younger than I am, but she's actually my mother's first cousin.
Your parents both had a college education?
Or? Yes, my mother went through her junior year at the University of Texas. My father graduated from Rice and then from Harvard Law School.
What sort of work did your parents do?
My mother was a housewife and my father was a lawyer and also managed all the family estate and business.
Does your family own a lot of land here in Beaumont?
Yes, we have. We sold our ranch about 3 years ago, big part of it. Now, we still have land, a great deal of it, not only here, but in other parts of West Texas and up in Arkansas. But the main ranch, which was here and was the largest in Jefferson County, we sold about 3 years ago.
Is that where, when you say your family was, or your father's family was?
No, my father worked out of an office here in town. My uncle was the one who took care of the ranching part. Division of labor.
What about your, tell me something about your mother's parents.
They were both educated people. My grandfather, Blunt, was the president of the bank up in Nacogdoches. And my grandmother, I really don't know about her education. It never occurred to me to ask. I know that he graduated from Sewanee, you know, the University of the South at Sewanee, Tennessee. And I don't know about her education, but she was certainly an educated person and a very, quotes, cultured, unquote, person. She was quite active in the arts and in bringing music and that sort of thing to Nacogdoches, and they usually did this through the college, but she was quite active in it, and every year there was a group from Beaumont, Mrs. Beeman Strong, whose name you would know if you lived here, who was Mrs. Music Commission in Beaumont, and two or three of her very good friends would stop by and pick her up Nacogdoches, and they would go up to the opera in the Starlight Opera in Dallas every year.
What was your grandmother's maiden name? That's a German name?
Yes.
Do you know your grandmother's parents, your great-grand?
No, not on either side.
And what about your, tell me more about your grandparents on your father's side here.
Here? My grandfather was a cattleman, but he was a whole lot of other things. He was an entrepreneur in many ways. He was the kind of person, when he thought something needed to be founded, he founded it. When he thought they needed a hotel, he had one. And when he thought they needed a rice mill, he founded one. And he started what in that time was the largest rice mill in the South and the largest irrigation system. When people weren't yet irrigating, they were just beginning irrigation systems. Oh, he just was a person that had a lot of energy and was always acquiring things and doing